Alright, so let's just review. Let's see if we can define this machlokas. Well, it's a little tricky, but see what you guys think. So, one second. So the question we're dealing with is now, the Gemara introduces two techniques, right? There's the knife technique, which involves splitting the wall from the lung, right? Going right through where the attachments are. And the other technique is the old blowing a, through the trachea, right? Putting the lung into a bucket of water, submerging in water, and then blowing through the trachea to see if there's a nekev in there. Okay? All right. Now, what are the three possibilities?
Okay. Rashi.
Yes.
According to Rashi, Robert says knife technique is sufficient.
All right. So, according to Rashi, you can use a knife technique. Right? Right? Because remember, what are we looking for? Ultimately, we're doing a bidika. What are we looking for? I was waiting for Jaffa to fall into that trap. What are we looking for? What are we looking for when we cut it open? Oh, that's more like it. Think halachically. Looking for reusa, all right? Looking for some sign, some bad thing. Now, what would be a good thing to find? A wall injury. Right. A reusa in the wall. It'd be great to see a wall injury. Now, what can't you see when you use the knife technique? What won't you see?
The
a nekev in the lung. No, the nekev in the lung. See, you got to get the factors here straight. When you split the lung from the wall, when you run your knife in there, okay, what you will see is evidence of a wall injury. What you won't see is a hole in the lung. You cut the sircha. Sircha's bye-bye, right. So that's what you're going to notice. Again, one second. Rav is bringing up a good point. If you're telling me that the knife technique only tells us a makah bedofen, and what does the bubble technique tell us? A hole in the lung. And ultimately, the hole in the lung is going to be the trefa. So as I asked yesterday, but Raf is backing me up on this now. So the question is, why not just go with the lung, blowing the lungs? Why not just do that?
Rav
Nechemya.
I need to make use of the knife and bubble technique.
I got to use both.
Knife or bubble technique in and of itself is not sufficient.
Right. I need both. Okay. That's and Rashi is the only real machlokas, right? There's Rava and Nechemya actually arguing there. What does the Rif say?
The Rif says to Rava knife technique and Nechemya, if the old knife technique doesn't work, time to turn.
Good emphasis on the old. Very good.
If A
is good, if A is positive, you're good to go. If A is negative, then you got to go to B. Yeah, positive means it's a makaba dofen. That's a good reusa. Okay. And now Tzmachem doesn't matter. Tzmachem, you don't need to do any checking for Tzmachem. You look at it, you see Tzmachem, according to Tosos' way of learning, it's over. And according to Ramban, the best you could hope for is you find a makah bedofen. Then you wouldn't have to do the lung technique. Hold on, the Ramban says? He didn't say the Ramban yet.
Knife technique, but be my guest and stick your mouth on a cow trigger. Very gross.
For you.
Did they use any cover?
Why would they?
It's disgusting. What?
So ultimately, the Ramban says what? It doesn't matter.
Bubbles technique, but enjoy using a sharp knife to separate lung from wall.
Exactly.
Bubbles,
right. So either one works. So how do we define this? How do we define this machlokas? This is a very difficult machlokas, is it not? Yes. We'll check. In my opinion, the way to approach this machlokas is to first get a sense of what the benefits and disadvantages are of each method, right? Because remember, it's not the misa of the cutting; it's the bedika you're doing. Okay, what's the phenomenon here? I didn't say anything yet. Well, yeah, Rob's making a good point. I think you realize that now, right? In other words, the question is what's the advantage of each one? Let's start from the beginning. Just go in order of the Gemara. What do we have in front of us now? We have what? We have an abnormal attachment, right? It's always start off with the problem here. We have an abnormal attachment. And with an abnormal attachment, we don't know what to do. Do we say it's kosher treif? We just can't allow things to stay in limbo, okay? So we discuss it for in the abstract realm, right? Makav dofen, tzmachem, etc. Now the question is, halacha comes along and says, but there's a method of a bedika. There's a bedika you could do now, right? And what will the bedika help us with? Bingo. Okay, so the bidika is going to help us now determine which direction we go in. Do we say kosher or treif? Oh, hold on a second. Okay, good. Now, let's look at each technique, okay? The cutting technique, if I'm bodek after I cut, what's the advantage of that? I check. No, so if I cut it and now I check, and I look now, okay, what advantage does that technique have, and what disadvantage? Okay, good. So I could find a simon that defines this as being kosher, right? Because a makah b'dofen. So the knife technique gives me the knife technique is the best method to ascertain, but not just kosherous, but yes, kosherous, but through what's going on in the wall, okay, right? Okay, good. What is the lung method offer us? The lung method is the most accurate way to determine if there's a hole in the lung. Okay, everyone agrees with that. If you want to know if there's a hole in the lung, blow through the trachea. No. You fall into that trap again. Probability, not less likely. If I check the wall and I see a makah b'dofen, it's kosher.
I know, but I'm saying only because it's less likely that there's a hole. No, that's not for sure that there's no hole.
We just don't. But here's the thing. Oh, 1 second. Rava would say, let's start with Rava and Rashi. Rava would say, once I use a knife technique and I locate a makah b'dofen, what can I say at that point in time? Rava's going to say, in Rashi's world, Rava's very simple. Rava's going to say that I have an abnormal attachment, and the abnormal attachment creates a chiya b'dika, right? It creates a chiya b'dika that I got to check now, right? And how do I check it? I use the knife technique, because the knife technique is now, what's the knife technique checking? It's checking the nature of this attachment. It's identifying what this attachment is. One second, because what does blowing bubbles do? The blowing bubbles does not tell me anything about the attachment. It only does one thing. It tells me there's a problem with the lung. But what do I have to do that for? I got to figure out what is this attachment. That's what the bedika is doing. Bedika tells me what the heck is going on with this attachment, and that's all I got to do with rubber. Why would I go further than that? The best method to ascertain what's going on with this attachment is knife. A lung will never tell you anything about the wall. Checking the lung will only tell you one thing: there's a hole in the lung, right? That's the defect in the lung technique. It's the best method to check a lung, but it tells you nothing at all about the attachment. The abnormality of the attachment produces a chiyah bedika, right? And what's the bedika going to be on the attachment itself? So what's the chemist's response to that? Two techniques exist, okay? One is a knife technique. Now, the knife technique is unique. Because it's unique to what? This situation, right? But the blowing in the lung is universal. Meaning, if we ever want to check a problem in the lung, right? As I said all the time, as I said over and over again, the blowing bubble technique gives you no information about the attachment. It's purely for the lung. But that's a universal idea. Meaning the general method we use for bedika, right, if there's a lung question, is to blow bubbles, is to use the bubble technique. Right? As we know, on the one hand, the knife method is the best method for attachments. Okay, that's how you figure out an attachment. However, it's only for attachments. The best method to check lungs, the general method to check lungs, is by blowing through the trachea, right? That's how you determine if there's a hole in the lung. That is the endorsed, stamped, badatz method to check if there's a hole in the lung. You use that method. And that applies not just in an attachment situation, but in any situation. In any situation where there's a question in the lung, as you'll see soon in the next Gemara, the classic method to use is to blow, is to use the bubble technique. That's the classic method. So now, with that information in mind, I ask you, now how does that plug into the machlokas here? Or into all three positions? The Rif's, the way I just categorize it, the Rif's the easiest position. The Rif's going to say, what do you do first, right? You do the bedika, you do the attachment bedika, because the situation creates one chiya bedika. And what are you going to, which method are you going to check, you're going to use first? Of course you're going to use the knife method. I know, but you don't have to check. Let's say I cut it, I didn't check. And went and I cut it, separated the lung out, and went straight to the lung technique. He'd say that's stupid. Right, he'd say like this. He'd say, use the technique that is specific for this situation, right? And then if this situation doesn't work, then you rely on the claw technique, on the universal technique, yeah. Right? That's simple logic. Simple. The riff's position is the easiest logic to follow. The last position is the easiest one also. The Ramban's going to say that since both exist, there's normally what would you do? What would you normally? What method would you use normally? You'd use bubbles, right? But turns out we have another method called knife. And once you have both methods, once you have both methods of bedika, there's no method to ascribe priority one over the other, right? They're both valid methods. There's two methods that exist. Hey, that's the Ramban. No, that's the Rif. The Ramban would say this. The Ramban would say is that it turns out the normal method is blowing bubbles, right? But it turns out, because it's a unique situation, we have a unique type of bedikah that exists here, right? So one second. So therefore, we have two halakhic mechanisms, two halakhic bedikahs that exist. There is no method to ascribe priority one over the other. They're both, each one has strengths and weaknesses. This is the Ramban. Each one, the last position. Each one has strengths and weaknesses. So you can choose whichever one you want. They're both good. Halakhically, we're saying is that the chiyah bedika first falls in the attachment. If that doesn't work, then there's a new chiyah that emerges, a new chiyah bedika that allows you to make use of the lung. It's inconclusive. Yes. You have to say that. How can you disagree with that fact? The abnormal attachment comes along. Now, let me just deal with those two first. Okay. The abnormal attachment comes along. Now there's two possibilities. Either I say that now is a chiyah bedika sukkin, a chiyah bedika knife, right? And if that doesn't work, a new chiyah bedika emerges. Or do I say no, that the moment I get that, two chiyah bedika exist simultaneously? There's either knife or what do you call it, or lung. They coexist. But this, when this abnormal attachment comes along, now I have two possible. And these two guys, I have two possibilities. Either you're going to say that there's that there's a chiyah bedika of knife, right? Because the normal attachment, how do you bodek a normal attachment, an abnormal attachment, using the knife technique, right? Now if that doesn't work, another chiyah emerges to do bedika by the bubble technique. Actually, it's more of a universal idea. We have two method. Normally, we have the lung method. Right now, it turns out there's another method that exists. Let me put it a little clearer. According to third way of learning, okay, when I have this abnormal attachment, what exists already in the system? What already exists? Lung check technique. That's a technique we always use, right? But it turns out here, there's another way you could do it, called the knife technique. See, the trap here, because there's always a trap, okay? The trap is to think, if you look at Rav Nechemia saying one's built on top of the other, you're dead. Then the machlokas makes no sense. But if you say like what you guys are saying is like this, because we know there's a pre-existing method of checking called bubbles, right? And we also know that there's a unique method of checking this attachment. What does Rav Nechemia say? Rav Nechemia says like this. He says, okay, well, the moment I see this abnormal attachment, two independent chiyuvei bedika come into existence, okay? One of them is the general bedika. Like any time I have a chashash in a lung, what do I have to do? The bubble technique. And this is, even though the attachment's the main thing here, you can't say the lung's not involved, but there's also another chiyuv, which is the specific one that related to the attachment. So Rava would say, and this is a unique situation, the abnormal attachment only produces the chiyuv of it. So Amalei Mar Zitra, and Mem Chesam and Aleph. Papi, Ravina. Amar.
What's going on here?
Keep going.
Rav Yosef? No, it doesn't say Amar.
Then the first word line is Amar. Amarlei. Come on, guys. Amarlei Mar Zutra, Bered Rav Huna, Bered Rav Papi, Ravina. Mem Chesam and Aleph. Yeah, it's a third of the way, a quarter of the way down.
Bered Rav Yosef.
Quarter of the way down. I think it's a third of the way down.
Atonement.
No.
Asun
aha masnisa lahu.
Yeah, aha matnito la anan adarava mit matninan.
Anan adarava masnina la.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damarava.
Now, oh, seconds. What does that mean? I didn't translate yet. A little tough. What do you guys say? So, what? Close. Okay, but this is going to become very bad. The Gemara says that Amalei Mar Zutra Bered Rav Huna Bered Rav Papi L'Ravina. He says Ravina, you tell me, Rav Nechemia used to use what technique? What technique does Rav Nechemia use? Bubbles. Okay. So I'll say this. I'll say that, and you're saying when does he use that technique? Which situation does he use the bubble technique?
When the lung
and the abnormal attachment, right? That's what it seems to be. And then Rava says what? Rava says you use the knife technique and not the bubble technique. Right?
Right, yeah.
Yes. No, it's not Ad Rava, it's Ad Rava.
Oh, really?
Yeah, An Rava, Masisimla. Okay? Watch.
Yeah,
it's with a hey. Oh. Now look, Akiva, so it says, the Amar Rava. Now watch this, guys. So now you have what? You should know what Oni are. What are Oni?
The small lobes.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter if small that. The lobes. I have a case of two lobes of a lung, okay?
Yeah.
Three.
What? Let's say it doesn't matter. Let's say Let's say we hold that.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yeah, the unos. Okay. And the srich and ladadi. And what do we have on them? Asircha. Okay. One to the other. Okay. Les lehu.
Les lehu, but bedikuta.
La'achshure. Bad news.
Why is it bad?
What's the bad news? What? No, less. No. There's no. What does that literally mean? Bedikah doesn't work. Okay. Rav Nechemia Berei, the Rav Yosef, Badigla.
Yeah, Badigla, Bivshure.
Oh, so now there's a Stira and Rava. What's a Stira and Rava? These things are always so bad in the Gemara. Okay, I can't stand these types of things initially because it's very difficult to understand. Okay. What if, beforehand, Rava says, what do I use? If I have an abnormal attachment, what do I do? According to Rava.
Knife
technique. And Rav Nechemia says, bubbles. Okay, that's situation one. Situation two. Well, let's take it. I have circles in the lung. Okay? Rava says what?
What kind of question is
it? Rava says what?
They're not going to find a reusa in the wall.
According, well, just listen. Can we just get the facts down first?
I don't understand the facts.
What do you mean, don't understand the facts? The facts are, I come to you with a case of sirchas on the lobes, lobe sirchas, right? So it turns out there's a bedika method. According to Rav, there's no reason to do bedika. You know why? Because if the sirchas on the lungs, what do I say? Treif.
Can I ask a question on Rav?
Because Rav said by the case of the attachment, I can use a knife technique.
So you want to function like that, you have to find a reason on the wall. But you're going to find a reason on the lung here.
Oh, one second. It seems so obvious, right? I happen to agree with you. Now that it seems like apples and oranges. You can't compare a sirchah lung case to this case? Well, let's just understand what it's saying, though. What the Gemara is trying to say is this. Gemara is trying to say that Rava's makel, right, by the lung by the abnormal attachment, right? Rav Nechemia says you require the bubble technique. But when it comes to a sirchah on the lung, all of a sudden he says you can't. There's no technique to use. Let's assume it's locusitron. Okay? Whatever. But you're right. Oh, fine. But he said there's no technique you can use. There is no technique to use. It is treif. If I see sirchah on the lung, don't bother blowing it. It's not going to help. Whereas the Rechamia says, no, I can use the bubble technique. That seems like a problem in Rava.
He says, listen to the before.
Who says that? Right. So he's saying, right, so there's no reason to do bedika here. Right, there's no reason to bedika. I agree. So it's a steer and rubber. I know that's the obvious answer, right? And if it's so obvious, watch the Gemara is going to say what? I agree with you. I'm on your side. I was like, what? One is one or the other. That's crazy. So the Gemara says, "Maskev la Ravashi." He said, "So you know, high my here means." What are you comparing apples and oranges? What are you talking about? See, this is going to be the problem in how to define this. He says, "Bishlama hacha." Bidofen. So here, what do we do here? Here, the technique. Why is Rav introduced a knife technique? Because we're looking to see if there's an injury in the wall. It's an abnormal situation. But avahasam. High nakav trefa. High nakav trefa. Meaning, who cares? There's no reason to do a technique because you're talking about circles in the lung, right? I know. So what's the right question to ask here? Question is, what's the havamina? Gemara never wastes ink. Okay, why would the Gemara take us down the road of an absurd havamina? The answer is so easy. The answer is, what do you mean? You're talking about apples and oranges. So the Gemara, again, so let's just get the facts down. The Gemara's havamina is as follows. The Gemara says, you tell me that Rava holds a knife technique. Well, that's pretty makel, right? But it turns out Rava says when it comes to sirchas in the lung, there's no bedika works at all, right? That's what he says earlier. That's a stira and Rava. How can it be makel here and machmir there? But the answer is, there are two completely different cases. One case is trying to figure out, is there maka on the dofen? The other one's trying to figure out a hole in the lung. And guess what? In the case of circles in the lungs, there's no reason to do a bedika. The cases are not comparable. So then why is the Gemara take us down this road? Why waste our time? Okay.
I know the Torah didn't waste ink.
No, the Gemara doesn't waste ink either.
Really?
There's no wasting of ink anywhere.
Not the same mystical.
Okay, now, we also failed to answer one other question, which we all didn't notice, okay? Good old Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says what? Now you can bring Rav Nachman back in. What does Rav Nachman say? What does he say? Before you read that, what does Rav Nachman hold? No, forget bubbles. No bubbles anymore. Rav Nachman holds what? Going back to the beginning of the Gemara, what does he hold? What? No, that's also true. Forget Bedika. If I have a case of an abnormal attachment, right, he holds which case is definitely treif in an abnormal attachment. Forget Tosos Ramban, makes it pustules. Forget the no wall. Just pustules. Okay, just make it simple. Just make it simple. Trust me. Please, God, trust me on this one. You have to. You have to, Rafael. I'm telling you, for now, yes. For now, I'm telling you, just worry right now that it's an issue of tzmachim. Make it simple. So we thought that Rav Nachman holds what? If there's presence of pustules, it's treif, right?
Yeah, Amar Rav Yosef bar Minyumi. Amar Rav Nachman Ria Shinakeva B'Dofen.
So Sasma.
So Sasma.
Shira. But what does Rav Nachman hold? Okay. A Rea, that's Nikva. Okay. And the Dofen closes it up, which sounds like what case? This exact same case. Kasher. He doesn't bring in the caveat of Tzmachim. Another Stira. So Rav Nachman, on one end, Rav Nachman. Okay. Rav Nachman beforehand said, if I see an abnormal attachment, if there's Tzmachim, it's Treif. Here he says, if there's an abnormal attachment, it's always kosher. Exactly, he doesn't care. He cares one. He sees if I see an abnormal attachment, no tzmachim. It doesn't matter if it's tzmachim or not tzmachim. It's kosher.
For sure, kosher.
For sure, kosher.
So you never have a non-kosher.
No.
If you had all the neck, you would.
Just wait, my friend. This is in the abnormal attachment case. When I see the lung attached to the wall, the first gemara says that if there's tzmachim, it's treif. If there's no tzmachim, it could be kosher. This Rav Nachman, same Rav Nachman, he says somewhere else, no. He says that it doesn't matter if it's tzmachim or not, it's kosher. That's a contradiction, right? Nope, I wish. If that were the case, time to move on with life. Unfortunately, no. Where's the kiva? Oh, so listen. So he says, Ariel, because I know you want to read. Pick up from there. Lokasha.
All right. So yeah, Lokasha.
Hasam.
Sorry, a little bit. Lokasha. Where are you?
Hasam. Makom Revisa. So it turns out there was a fact none of us knew. Meaning what? Very good. Meaning what?
Meaning this is a place where.
Look at Rashi. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi Dehalsa Tzmachim Koshen La Miklal Deep Shitala Nikva Rea Lomahani La Stimas Dofen Hasam Makom Revisa. What is that? Memakom. Right. So therefore, Hasa Makom Revisa. What's Makom Revisa? The Makom Sharea VeHadofen Gedilin KeEchad. Smuchim Tamin. Worse than that. Turns out the Gemara hid a fact from us and decides right now to play the card. Gotta love the Gemara. Gotta love the Gemara. Now, by the way, when I first did this, I learned this all the way up to the Gufa. So I knew this ahead of time, and then I had to rewind myself to go back and approach it correctly. It turns out this abnormal attachment really. Is not so abnormal. It turns out there are places in the lung that naturally attach to the wall of the animal and certain places where they don't. Okay? Now, if I asked you real easily, I don't want to ask yet. Well, fine. But it turns out that's what happened. No, not yet. Turns out in the animal, in the cow, there are places where this attachment is considered to be what?
Good.
Normal. So when Rav Nachman says the lung wall attachment is kosher, what do you mean? In the normative area where the lung would actually be attached to the wall. Yeah. So it turns out the abnormal attachment isn't really... Now, again, let's be careful. It's not normal for the lung to attach to the wall. But there are locations in the animal where...
There are abnormal locations in the lung where it is normal.
Right. That's so good.
The abnormal locations in the lung where the lung gets punctured and attaches to the wall.
No. There's a biological normal growth process where a lung can be attached to a wall. And then there's times when the animal gets kicked and the lung gets attached to the wall.
He says a lung is punctured and attached to the wall.
Oh, 1 second. Yeah, yes.
It naturally gets punctured and attached to the wall.
He's saying the only reason why that would have happened is because, well, he says, Rea Shinikva Bedofen Sosasma. Okay? Right? No. I apologize. I'm sorry. You got me. Isaac's correct. Isaac's correct. You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't present it properly. Isaac is correct. He caught me on something. I should have been clear. What does it mean by Makom Revisa? Let's finish Rashi. I should have finished Rashi. I jumped the gun because I was so excited to show you this this tremendous problem. What does Rashi say?
So
B'makom Sharei Avedofen Gedielin Ke'echa. The Smuchim Tamid, right?
Delo
Mifrika Hi Sirka Hilchak Shera. So if an attachment would form there,
it won't tear.
So what it means like this. I'm sorry. The animal's always getting kicked. Okay, it just that it happens to be that there are certain areas where it gets kicked where the attachment would be considered to be strong, and that's what Makom Ravisa is, meaning normal. That's what Ravisa here means, right? And certain areas where if it got kicked, what would we say? Now, why would it be weak? Now, that's what I was trying to say. That's what I want, Isaac, that's what I want to say before, which I caught myself not saying. Now, think about it. Where would it be strong and where would it be weak? There's one variable you have to know.
Oh, how far away the lung is from the wall.
Bingo, okay? So where the wall of the animal and the, where it's, and this is exactly what it looks like, okay? And then, here, this is the wall of the animal. So there's times when the lung is like this and then moves further away, okay? So if it got kicked here, okay, what's the nature of the attachment?
It'll be good.
Strong. But if it gets kicked here, what's going to happen?
It'll be weak.
Flimsy. Flimsy attachment.
A white noodle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So now what is, so okay, let's finish Rashi.
Okay.
Rav Nachman Choshen Lal Mala Baruch of a Chala Kenegad Umagdola. All right, forget that. That's a separate issue about the Chala. I don't want to take that. I don't want to get too much into that. Okay. So now, so what do we see about Malcolm Ravisa? Malcolm Ravisa tells us what?
So it's just the
quality
of the circuit to the
wall? So a variable we didn't know about beforehand.
That matters. I don't know the problem with the circuit to the wall is that it was a neck of the lung, not because it was a flimsy attachment. Ah, yes, yes. Rashi says it.
Right. Now, what one last thing.
What does he mean by reissue nikva?
What? I mean, because how to get a hole in it?
It's punctured.
By what? Mm-hmm. By getting hit.
Oh,
Maka Bidofen.
So why would the cause of the hit matter? Then? All I care about is the location. Why would we care about where the neck of his...
Good question. Good question. Okay, we're not done yet. One more little bit.
You just say
this is one more little bit in the Gemara. Veheicha. Veheicha. Akibi, Mr. Q. Veheicha.
Oh, you want me to read it?
I do.
Veheicha,
Malcolm
Ravisa.
What was that again? So now, where is this Malcolm Ravisa?
What?
Akiva, read. Veheicha. Okay. Veheicha, Malcolm Ravisa.
Well, I have to find the place. I didn't know it was
going. It's,
It was only a temporary pinch. He's not doing Kazar now. Everything.
Whatever. Veheicha. It's right before the dot. Right before the Gufa. Do you see this Gufa halfway down? Right above that.
We don't have a doctor.
No, I do.
De uni.
What does that mean?
I don't,
yeah. So where is the, just like Yoni said, where's the Malcolm Ravisa? Where's a normal area where it would consider to be a normal attachment? It's where the lung comes closest to the wall. Right? Chituchi uni. That's where you have the lung gets much smaller over here, and when it gets much smaller, the rib cage kind of converges in, and thus the lung is right, is very close to the wall.
Okay.
Gufa. That's it. Okay, so now, a lot of problems here, no? So first we had the Hamina in Rav Nachman, the steer in Rav Nachman. Excuse me, the steer in Rava, or the perceived steer in Rava. And then we also have this problem here, which is that why should Malcolm Ravisa make a difference? See, the Gemara waited until now to play that hand. We know that beforehand. Evil, right? A lot to think about. Thinking. Well, you want to try and answer the steer and rubber first?